Hello, beautiful. I know last time I pushed you pretty hard. There was a lot of stuff that I know you weren't overly comfortable with. But I hope you've been keeping up with your practice. I hope every day you look in the mirror, stare directly into your eyes, and repeat, "I am beautiful." 3 times, at least. If you've been forgetting to, or if you've been slacking, I'm not going to be happy. And I'll make you do the full thing again. Now, last time, it was mostly about your physical appearance. And as beautiful as you are, there is much more to you than just that. So, this time, you don't need a pen and paper. Don't need a mirror. All you need to do is sit, listen, and repeat. Because today I'm going to talk about something that makes you you. I'm going to talk about your mind, I'm going to talk about your personality, and yes, we're going to talk about your fears, the stuff that you don't want to talk about. The stuff that keeps you up at night. We're going to address them today. And I hope to God you listen. So beautiful. I want you to sit comfortable, relax, and pay attention. Now, I know you get scared, I know you get anxious. I know that the demons in your head sometimes get a little bit out of control. But that's not you. You are not your fears. You are not anxiety. You sure as fuck aren't your demons. You're my beautiful, precious, wonderful baby. You need to understand that when it feels like the whole world's spinning, well, you know what I mean. When you're sitting there at your depth, your heart's racing, you can't breathe, just relax. Try and take a deep breath. Try and imagine my arms around your shoulders, my lips on your forehead. It's okay, everything's alright, it will pass. Now, I know that you're worried about life in general. You're worried about what could happen tomorrow, what could happen today. The things that are stressing you out are not important. Now, they may seem important, but they're not. You'll get through them. So, I want you to repeat after me. I am amazing. I am loved. I am better than my fears. I am better than my anxiety. Repeat that. And I want you to believe it. I don't want you to just say the words. I want you to know that that's a fact. You are far stronger than you give yourself credit for. I just need you to believe that deep down inside, there is nothing you can't do. There is nothing holding you back. You are amazing. You're absolutely amazing. You're kind, you're thoughtful. You make me happy, and That takes some doing. Just make sure you believe it. Now, since I know words alone don't help, what I want you to do is anytime you feel scared, alone, panicky, or unloved, I want you to touch three things. Just gently graze your hand over them, three different things. Get a feel for the texture and know that they are real. They are your surroundings. I want you to look, point out the things you know. If you don't know anything, look at things that you're familiar with. Walls, ceiling, streets, people. You don't have to know the people, but people are people. I want you to listen very carefully. What can you hear? Can you hear traffic? Can you hear the hum of a radio? Maybe you can hear helicopters. I don't know. But they're real. And then I want you to take 10 deep breaths. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. 10 times. Slowly. Then I want you to either say it out loud if you can, if not, just know you are loved, you are treasured, you make so many people happy. Now, I want you to go, think about what I've said, and love you beautiful.